to seven people, shake their hands one more time. Tell them, welcome to the presence of the Lord. Welcome. Clap and a shout of praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. The best place to be is the house of the Lord. Anyone believe that? Say amen. Best place to be is the house of the Lord. Welcome, and this evening, very, very briefly, I am going to speak on the subject of dimensions of praise. Dimensions of praise and worship. Our assignment tonight and objective tonight is to understand the dimensions or expressions of praise and worship. The Bible made it clear that we were created to praise and worship God. Psalm 150 in verse 6 said, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." That is, you were given your breath for the sake of the praise of God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The reverse is true. Let everything that praise the Lord have breath. That is, if you will praise the Lord, no devil can cut off your breath. Psalm 119 verse 175, it said, "Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee." If only you will allow me to live, I'm living to praise you. Let my soul live, and it shall praise, and let thy judgments help. That is, if you will praise him, he will let you live. If you will praise him, he won't allow the things that take others out before their time to take you out. If you will praise him, you can't be cut short like others in your family are cut short. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21, the Bible said, he said, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." Hallelujah. So if we live to praise God, we want to know the dimensions or the expressions of our praise. What dimensions? When we talk about praise, is it just about songs? Yes, it is included. But there are different expressions that praise can have. And we are going to look at some of them. Number one is called thanksgiving. Psalm 100 and in verse 4. "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." Thanksgiving. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small." Thanksgiving. Regular daily thanksgiving. For the ability of health, the ability to be strong. I met a footballer many years ago. He was playing for one of the national teams at that time. Suddenly, he was afflicted with the situation that made him weak in his legs and literally paralyzed. When they brought him to me, maybe 10 years ago in the Rewind Church, he said, "Pastor, I didn't know the value of legs. I didn't know how important my leg was until I realized I couldn't use them anymore. That is, I took legs for granted. It was available, so it didn't mean much to me. This leg you are standing on right now, there are people whose prayer request it is to be able to stand on their feet. Your two eyes, there is somebody whose prayer request it is to be able to see with two eyes. Your ears that hear, to stand free of pain. There are people who are not sleeping in the night or in the day on the grounds of pain. Thanksgiving, preliminarily. I said some time ago that it is wisdom to have a Thanksgiving list, possibly daily. Minimum 3, 4, 5, 6 things. 1, the gift of life. 2, the gift of health and strength. In fact, 1 is the gift of relationship with God. And then any other thing that just occurs to you. This is the things that could have killed you that didn't kill you. You know what you are going to do one of these days? Write down all the times that you could have died that you didn't die. Including any time you encountered a gunman. Because even if he didn't plan to shoot you, an accidental discharge can happen. You will be shocked. In case you are talking about what are those kind of times? My medical doctor colleague died in the teaching hospital of typhoid. Typhoid perforation. That is the guy that treats everybody under the nose of the best specialists, consultant physicians, consultant surgeons. Everybody was there in the teaching hospital, yet he died. So you called it ordinary typhoid. Enteric fever, perforation. So Thanksgiving is our first expression. Where you woke up in the morning and you don't need to, please take yourself. You don't need to wait to return back home to give thanks. Right by the roadside there, that vehicle almost ran into your vehicle. Lord, thank you for sparing me. And like I said, it's only in eternity will we recognize and realize all the things that the devil planned that God never allowed to happen. Many things. The things that happen are the things you know. The one that didn't happen are the ones you don't know. Only Jehovah knows. When they poisoned your drink and you couldn't die. When they placed something on your seat and you sat and nothing happened to you. When they fired an arrow in the night, it backfired to sender. In fact, it is a good thing to say, Lord, thank you for all the things the enemy planned against me that didn't happen. It can be a part of the Thanksgiving list. Somebody say loud amen. Did you hear the story that I shared some time ago? It was in the healing and deliverance service in Rewan. I believe it was a Wednesday or so. And I came and I said, there is somebody traveling this Friday to the far east, not eastern Nigeria, far east, China area, that kind of area. Come, let me pray for you so you can go and return back in safety. So she ran out, woman. I prayed for her and she was going to China on Friday. She went to China. On their way back between China and Dubai,
plain lost bearing, and then I think lost engine. From 35,000 feet, the plane began to drop and dropped by 10,000 feet in 5 minutes. Dropping like stone. Pilot said, ladies and gentlemen, I am out of touch with the tower. Next thing they heard, get ready for a crash. Everybody began to scream and cry. So I'm going to die like this. So this is how we are going to die. The woman said, the person seated by her said, so this is how we are going to die, just like that. She looked at the woman and said, if you are going to die, I am not about to die. My pastor told me, see you when you come back. And he will see me because I will come back. So she stood up in the aircraft and began to blast in tongues. While she did that, within 5 minutes, aircraft regained control. The pilot heard what was going on in the cockpit, came out and greeted and thank you. When they landed, she said everybody surrounded her. This one from Kenya, this one from Uganda, this one from... And appreciating her for saving their life. Take complimentary card. This is my name, and so on. This lady came back to Nigeria for one reason or the other. She never gave thanks or testified or anything until 1 year later, the exact anniversary. When it was a year later, at that time, church in Area 1 will be 6 a.m. for the first service. Around 4 a.m., it was the anniversary of it was a Sunday morning. Somebody tapped her in the morning. He said, get up. Today is Sunday. A year ago, the Almighty sent us in response to the command of your pastor, and we saved your life. And you have not yet testified. She did not know it was 1 year. She didn't know the record. But heaven never forgets. He said it is a year today. This is the first anniversary of your preservation from death by plane crash. And you must testify today. She ran to church that Sunday morning. I am sorry. This is what happened. You see what I said? That there are things that God deliver you from. You are not aware. So for those things that you are not aware, put it under the blanket covering of appreciation for unforeseen disasters. Appreciation for frustrated satanic agendas. Appreciation. That is our first expression of praise, thanksgiving. Number two is testimony. I already mentioned that.
For I found in you a friend that I can trust. And that is why you will remain my great physician. And with the Lord I can be naked and not ashamed. With the Lord I can be open and have no fears. For I found in you friend that I can trust. And that is why you will remain my great physician. Psalm 105, verse 1 to 2, testimonies. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Thanksgiving, you can do it by yourself. That is on your own. You are thanking God, but in testimonies you are doing it among the people. I'm still reading. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing ye psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. In Psalm 150 verse 1 to 2, he said, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. In that sanctuary, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Brethren, I am here to appreciate God and praise him for what he did for my life. I am here to praise him. I am here to appreciate him. Praise him in his sanctuary. Talk about his acts in the assembly of the people. That was what Samuel was doing, or David was doing when he confronted Goliath. He was talking to everybody. 1 Samuel 17:34. And David said unto Saul, thy father kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Somebody say aloud, amen. Testimonies. What God did before is the foundation for what God will do again. Did you hear what I just said? What God did in your life before is the foundation for what he will do again. If he has delivered you from the lion and the bear, and you testify about it, then he can deliver you from the Goliath. There are people who are asking for deliverance from Goliath, but they have not mentioned about their deliverance from the lion and the bear. They have not mentioned about what God did for them before. If you forget his past benefits in your life, you forfeit future benefits. That is thanksgiving. And that is testimonies. Number three, songs of praise. This is where the singing is. This is what we thought is praise, but this is a part of it. Songs of praise, Psalm 28 and in verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiced. And with my song will I praise him. With my song will I praise him. With my song will I praise him. Psalm 40 verse 2 all the way to verse 3. Psalm 40 all the way. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 69 and in verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. The one that is chapter Psalm verse 2 of Psalm 40, I had a practical experience there. Psalm 40 verse 2 and 3. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock, established my goings, and he has put a new song in my mouth. When we followed God, there were those in medical school who felt that we were wasting our lives. Both student and lecturer. In fact, there was a lecturer who was so mad. He said, if you want to carry the Bible, and you are talking or preaching, why don't you go and do it after secondary school? Why should you, after they have trained you to become a medical doctor, then you say you want to become a pastor? Is that not a waste? There were some who were so angry, as if it was their time and their brain that was used to study. People pitied us. When we came to ministry, some pitied so much, they pitied us. Which one is this small boy? This small girl. In fact, there was a woman, they invited her to Dunamis then. He said she won't attend small boys' church. That small boys' church. The person has come to small boys' church since with affliction for prayer. So, Doreen, take your seat.
So we wasted our lives. Now wasting your time. And then during my last major birthday, president of the country, he was acting president then, but he was president, was seated in person. Speaker of the House of Rep in person. Two or three or more governors from different states were seated with their wives, senators, all manner of people. My father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, seated in person with his wife. Bishop Abioye and his wife seated in person. God servant Papa Adeboye, who couldn't come physically, sent a video recording, but sent his two sons to represent him. All manner of people came and sat. And I watched and I looked. And I said, so this is how to waste life. So I'll waste my life again and again on you. On you. There is profit in being wasted, Lord. Hey! On you. On you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord. On you. On you. What a good way, what a good way to be wasted, Lord. On you, on you, on you. People say I waste my life because I am serving you. They say that I waste my time because I worship your Lord. People say I waste my life because I am serving you. They say that I waste my time because I worship
you. I'll waste my life.
I'll waste my life.
Again. Hey! Ha ha! Shada gala gaya gada.
On you,
on you,
on you.
There is profit,
there is profit
in being wasted, Lord. On you,
on you,
on you,
on you. On you.
Today, hearing the sound of my voice, anyone who thought you are wasting your time following God, wasting your time coming to church, wasting your time doing the will of God, everybody who felt and thought you are wasting your time, in a very short time from now, the benefit of that wastage of life and wastage of time shall be made clear for all eyes to see. In the name of Jesus.
The most important thing was not who came, but the most important thing was that people think matter recognize that you didn't waste your life.
If they felt we have wasted, they wouldn't be here. Do you understand what I'm saying? So
you may not be able to generate a new song or receive a new song automatic like that. But your spontaneous singing to God, appreciation,
any song at all that relates to what you are experiencing. Maybe they suddenly honored you.
I didn't know you will honor me this way.
I didn't know you will honor me this way. I didn't know you will honor me this way. Honor me this way. Thank you.
Can you back up to the key that I sang the last one?
I didn't know you will honor me this way. I didn't know you will honor me this way. You will honor me this way. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a prophetic song for somebody right now. Get ready because honor is coming your way. Before these next seven days are out, honor, unusual honor is coming your way. Shout the loudest amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
I am going to run very fast now so that we can step into the practical of what I'm talking about. So there is a song of praise. Number four is the dance. The dance. Psalm 149 verse 3. Dance is in the Bible. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with a timbrel and harp. Psalm 150 and in verse 4. So we are not just doing exercise while dancing. It is a scriptural command. Let them praise him with the dance. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Keep going. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise you the Lord. So the dance is part of your praise. If no devil can tie your leg in dance, no devil can tie your leg in a prison. And your dance is a seed that says, very soon I will celebrate. I'm sure you know the way they dance during naming ceremony. Child dedication. House dedication.
One day we were dancing in the Rewan church, and I was doing my leg like this. And I said the purpose of leg is so that you can dance. A man was brought paralyzed from Joss. And he said, so the purpose of leg is to dance. And the devil said, I shouldn't use my own leg to dance.
He stood up by force. And he began to dance. Paralysis disappeared.
They shared a testimony of a paralyzed child in Lagos watching the television with the parents all the time. And every time I begin to do like this, that child with the stiff leg begins to move. Long story made short, in a short while, the legs were loosed. Child began to dance.
Somebody say loud amen. God will give you a change of story. God will give you a change of story.
Psalm 149, can I read from verse 5? Let the sense, he just told us to dance. Then now say, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise you the Lord.
When you begin to lose your own feet in the dance, you begin to tie the enemy with a chain.
To bind their kings with fetters.
Somebody is receiving freedom tonight.
That is the dance. It's not an exercise. It's very, very serious prophetic activity. Action with serious significance. Number five is the shout. Somebody give the Lord a loud shout of hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey! Psalm 47 verse 1. He says, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Psalm 32 and in verse 11. Psalm 32 and in verse 11. The Bible said, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Psalm 47, verse 5, all the way to verse 6. He said, God is gone up with a shout. Do you want God to step into battle for you? Move him up with a shout. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of the trumpet. He moves into your battles. He moves into situations with a shout. God with the voice of the trumpet. Keep reading. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our God. Sing praises. Somebody give him another shout of victory. So the shout communicates both praise to God and victory in battle. God is gone up with a shout. That is, you move or bada. That was what happened to the wall of Jericho. In Joshua chapter 6 verse 20, as the people shouted, God went up with a shout. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Is somebody here who is going to give the Lord a loud blast and a shout of victory? Every wall of Jericho before you is collapsing tonight. Every battle is breaking tonight. Shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. The shouting side is always the winning side. Anytime there is a game, whatever kind of game it is, when you hear the shout on one side, you know that's the side winning. When the others are quiet, you know they are losing. The losers don't shout. Losers don't shout. Winners shout. Winners shout. Victorious people shout. Hey! Hey! Ay, 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 look at your neighbor and say, losers don't shout. Winners shout. Are you a winner? Are you winning in the game of life? Then shout! Hey! Lord, a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every time they say, give the Lord a shout of victory in church, don't think it is just an exercise. All these things have spiritual implications. Say loud amen. The shout of praise, when it is time to dance, even if you don't know how to move your body, you can dance the way some of our Caucasian brothers and sisters dance. Anytime we go in that direction, we like to sing songs that will make us jump. You are the God who can never. They are very happy to dance that. Praise the Lord. When it comes to song, it doesn't have to do with the singing voice. It has to do with the heart of gratitude.
When it comes to the dance, it doesn't have to do with the dancing ability. It has to do with praise to God. I can tell you, there are people without singing voices who praise God more acceptably than expert singers. Because there are some expert singers that are singing to impress you, not to praise God. And with God, it's not what you do, but the motive with which you did it that matters. With God, the Bible says actions are weighed. Hallelujah. That was number five. Number six is sacrifice or worship offering. Your giving is a worship. Genesis 22 verse 5, when Abraham was going to the altar, going to sacrifice Isaac, he called it worship. I and the Lord will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Psalm 54 verse 6. The Bible said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. I will sacrifice and I will praise. Sacrifice and praises, they go hand in hand. Pari passu, hand in glove. In 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 26. And it came to pass when God held the Levites that bear the ark. You remember? Somebody called Uzzah, was carrying the ark. I tried to touch the ark and he died. The Levites carried the ark after that point from the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite, where the ark was abandoned because somebody died in the attempt to hold the ark of the covenant of the Lord. I'm sure you remember this story. The Levites carried it, and when they arrived at destination and they didn't die, when God helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered seven bullocks, seven rams. Lord, what other people try to carry, they die. Is that what we carried and we didn't die? Thank you, Lord. And they dropped appreciation. Dropped appreciation. Hallelujah. Many, many years ago, my wife had some slight confrontation. This would be almost 15 years ago, right? It's about 15 years ago. About 17 years ago. I'll tell you which one. God rescued her. It was pregnancy related. God rescued her from a confrontation that could have led to a negative story 17 years ago. And she was rescued. When I praised God and I appreciated him and I thanked him, I laid down a thanksgiving sacrifice offering. Massive. That is, as at that time, that times 60, maybe a billion today. I said, all I'm trying to do is to thank you for intervening, arresting the agenda of hell, and securing my life and my future. And my wife's life. Appreciation. There are those who just walk away. It has happened, so thank God. And what? No. For me, it wasn't. So a major part, whenever you notice the help of God, as much as it is within your power, don't just say thank you with words. Thank you in kind. Lord,
when I saw the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride.
The last verse,
where the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
That is, if I was to own the whole world, it would still be a small offering compared to how much you love me.
compared to how much you love me. It will be an offering far too small. So this is part. That is why some people say, I praise God, I do this, but I don't see the things I need to see. No, no, no. There are dimensions of praise. Where your treasure is, your heart is. Matthew 6:21. If your heart is with God and you are full of appreciation from your heart, it will be reflected in your treasure. It will be reflected in your release. It will be reflected in your givings. This is worship offering. And sacrifice is part of your praise.
When I survey, that is one tune. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride.
Which one are you more familiar with? The first or the second?
Both.
Hallelujah. Number 7 expression of praise is godly character. Your character is a praise. Isaiah 43:21. He said, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Their life shall be a praise to me. 1 Peter 2:9. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, holy, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Called you out of darkness. So I called you from darkness to show forth my praise. This is the meaning of it. Let people see your life and give God praise who has the capacity to change lives. There are some people, their character invite people to church. That brings glory to God. There are some people, their character drive people away from church. And I want to let you know that all manner of people are in church. Am I communicating? All manner of people are in church. Many years ago, I was in the university. I preached to a man. I invited him to church. And he said, no, I can't go to that church. If it's another church, invite me. Why? He has somebody he's actively in sin with. Who is in that church? Serving very importantly. What's that? That man's character has driven somebody almost from God. Young sister talked about somebody who met her in church. And all manner of people are in church. And the man said, you look so fine. Can you move over to me and live with me? He said, like how? He said, are you not? How old are you? Don't you think it is time for you to start making babies? Is that how it is made? Like, just like that? No process, no marriage, no official process. You may meet such people. Those are the kind of people that make it difficult for some people to go to church. But your godly character is a dimension of your praise. When people look at you, and they want to serve God because of how humble, how loving, how lovable, how kind, how gentle, how sincere and honest that you are in transacting with them. How truthful. They just interacted with you and they realize they have seen a Christian for the first time.
then they will follow you to God. Godly character. And number eight is excellence delivery. Excellence.
When what you do this new music video that came out, somebody sent it to her friend in the US, in Houston. After watching it, say, wow, I want to attend that conference. I'm coming for that conference. The conference we have in Houston in 2 weeks' time. When you are releasing more potentials than your contemporaries in your workplace, they will be forced to follow you to know your God. Your excellence is more evangelistic than your utterance. I didn't think I'll preach for this length of time. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 and verse 16. It said, you are a light. You are the light of the world. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let them see your works. Let them see your practice. Your legal practice. Your medical practice. Your professional practice. Let them see how outstanding you are. You carry the Bible and you are better than them in the secular world. You say, oh no. Then there's no need to serve the devil. There's no need to serve the devil. If serving God can produce such dignity, if serving God can make somebody look like this, I want to follow God. I see excellent people coming out of here. They are already here. And I'll talk about that shortly. I see people that are frontliners, role models, history makers, world shakers. I see them coming out of here. And if you're among them, you shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Brethren, in conclusion, what are the things that will make us, what are the expressions of our praise? Thanksgiving, testimonies, songs of praise, the dance, the shout, sacrifice or worship offering, godly character, excellence, delivery. Concluding, as we give full expression to God in praise, we are qualified to expect the full manifestation of the impact of praise. As we give full expression to God, as we give full expression of praise to God, full expression of praise, that is, when it is time to give thanks, you give thanks. Time to testify, you testify. Time to dance, you dance. Time to shout, you shout it. Time to give the offering, you give the offering. In worship. Your character is not driving people away from God. You are doing your best to be at the top of your game in your realm.